The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
Who has never been a traitor in his life.
I've never, ever. I'm not no Judas.
We look out for our people.
Squad goals.
And we already got one person laughing, so that's all that matters to the
that's
show.
That's all that matters. I don't give a fuck.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm alive.
For the time being, until they start lobbing the fucking bombs at us.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at.
Yeah, that's good shit, isn't it?
If you hear anything in the background, it's probably a helicopter going over, because they've been going over here like crazy, so...
I'm directly north of one, and I haven't really seen any.
We had...
That's scary.
Three go over last night, which literally shook the house, and one has already went over this morning. So, the one this morning was military, by the way. So, yay!
We got a bunch of...
they're listening!
They got a bunch of A-10s that go over.
Yeah, so... So if you hear rumbling, it's not an earthquake or my belly. It's fucking helicopters.
It's World War III.
It's World War III. So, get ready, kids! Alright, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk... apparently there's something going on over in Israel. I don't know if anybody's heard... we'll talk about that. Gaza, Suzanne Summers, Trump, Ukraine, the whole just, it's the same crap every week. You know us. Top 10 draft this week. We're going to draft Scream Queens.
Oh, boy.
I'm thinking Vince has the edge on this one.
Yeah, you say that.
Even though I do watch more shows on Tubi. So we'll see. And we'll answer your listener questions. All right, you're ready to get into this, Vince?
I am. Let's go.
TV news this week, we're starting off Disney's Gargoyles live action show. Apparently Gary Dauberman is going to write, executive produce, and direct with James Wan's Atomic Monster producing along with Disney. I'm interested to see how they live action this. Because the original Gargoyles cartoon was pretty much Next Generation.
Yeah,
that was all the voices, yeah.
Keith David. So,
yep.
Raina Sirtis.
Her hairy arms, yeah.
Her hairy fucking arms.
Greeks.
All right. Guess what else is hairy?
Nope. No.
You wouldn't take a crack at that?
I'm saying I wouldn't, but... You have a decent lawnmower. I'll go with that.
My fucking lawnmower is awesome. My lawnmower is so awesome, it's in Fortnite, okay?
That's true.
Fucking Toro, baby.
5 minutes he spent looking at this goddamn lawnmower going, that's my fucking lawnmower. It's in my garage right now, just like in the game.
Yeah, it's an awesome mower. I'm just saying, man.
So good it's in a game. All right. Some sad news here. Suzanne Summers passed away right after we got done recording last week. The news hit. She was 76, would have been 77 on Monday. Lost her battle to breast cancer after she had fought it for 23 years. So,
Jesus, man.
That sucks. That, yeah, cancer's a motherfucker. So, all right, we'll move on to the next story. Voice actress Tara Strong has apparently been fired from the animated series Boxtown after expressing support for Israel and calling the bombing of Gaza smart. She claimed on social media she had been fired for being Jewish. The show announced open auditions for the role she had voiced, indicating that her work on the show had already been completed. Release date and trailer for Boxtown have yet to be announced. So... Huh.
She got fired.
Got fired for having an opinion in Hollywood. First time?
Which is odd because she is in the tribe.
Yes.
So she must have done some naughty shit.
And if there's video, I would like to see, but that's beside the point.
Oy vey.
Yeah, that was weird. So I think they came out and said that's not why she was let go. Because, you know, you can't admit to. Yeah, we fired a Jew for being a Jew, you know.
Did you see the tweet that Judd Apatow put out?
No, I.
Something about be careful what you say because you know who signs our paychecks.
Really? I thought he was tribe.
He is in the tribe. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So is this inter-tribe conflict? What the hell's going on?
No. He's trying to say, hey, don't, you know.
Don't make us mad?
Yeah.
Ah, gotcha.
We signed the fucking paycheck.
Oh, that thing they went after Kanye for saying. Gotcha. Yeah. All right, next thing here. Hey, if you're a 90s kid, Pluto TV, boy, they got your thing. They just set up a new channel. They're actually calling it 90s Kids, and it's basically all the old Nickelodeon shows. Rugrats.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
Rugrats, Kenan and Kel, Doug, Rocco, Hey Arnold. Free on the Pluto TV app. It's their entire channel. So there you go, 90s Kids. Apple TV has apparently canceled The Problem with Jon Stewart due to what they're being called editorial conflict. Seems that Apple and Tim Cook did not want any stories negative about China, and Stewart would not go along with this, so they just shit-canned the show. So that lets you know who really runs Apple.
Well, they're all in the Black Sea right now, right?
Well, yeah, we're going to get that.
Oh, it's so nice.
Yeah.
There's other battleships showing up here, sir. Who is it? China.
Dun, fuck dun, up. Dun. Dun. Yeah. Picked a bad week to quit sniffing glue.
Oh, that's awesome. Quit a hell of a week to quit methamphetamines.
Obviously not. You're not in the American South. All right. Last thing for TV news. Hey, you know on The View?
No, I don't.
They just lie.
Oh, is that how they do?
Yeah. Sunny Hostin, I think's her name.
Hostin?
sorry, you'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel. Anytime we can work a Fletch joke into the show, we will do it. Liddy. Gordon Liddy.
Gordon G. Liddy.
Sunny Hostin repeated her lie this week that Jim Jordan terrorized her at a congressional hearing in 2019. She said he was yelling at me so much he started spitting, was her claim. And then she got fact-checked. Came out, once again busted this lie. He never spoke to her at a hearing. So they just come out and lie. This is the Jim Jordan. They were talking about him because the Speaker of the House situation.
But why are you lying, bitch?
Right. I mean, wouldn't that be libel?
What a fucking cunt,
or slander?
Who knows?
Imagine that lawsuit. That would be amazing.
No, he's not even going to be House Speaker now.
No, he has dropped out because Uniparty stabbed him in the back. So, yeah. All right, let's go to movie news. This is a weird casting. A action comedy called Zombie Plane will apparently be a nostalgia-soaked film that centers on a secret government organization that recruits celebrities to be undercover agents who together must save humanity from a zombie attack. Would you like to know two of the characters?
I don't want to know any of the characters. I know that sounds crazy.
One will be Vanilla Ice, and the other, His Holiness, Charles Chuck Norris. Norris plays Commander Chuck Norris, who mentored and trained Vanilla Ice into becoming a deadly secret agent. The soundtrack is an all 90s songs, including songs by Vanilla Ice himself. I have to see this just for the actual lulz. So, boy, that's a team up you never thought you'd have seen. You thought Van Damme, Dennis Rodman was weird. How about Chuck Norris, Vanilla Ice?
What was that movie he was in? Cool as Ice?
Yep.
Yeah.
Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go.
Rock, so, yeah.
Daily Wire. Apparently has launched their own children's channel, and they have also come out and said, yeah, we're going to do an adaptation of a Brothers Grimm story. How about Snow White? Called Snow White and the Evil Queen. This one, get this, will star YouTuber Brett Cooper as Snow White, and she's white. To which Disney replied, huh? Can't do that.
Yeah, but yeah. Europe white or tribe white?
That's a good question, because apparently she looks like Ben Shapiro.
What happened, Ben?
Put Ben Shapiro in a dress. You know, that way he doesn't have to go fight.
Oh, I know where your loyalties are, bud.
Oh, yeah. We'll get that. Yeah, it's... Mm-hmm. Some sad news here. Burt Young passed away this week. Best known, I mean... It's Paulie from Rocky, you know.
From Back to School.
Yeah, he was in Chinatown, Once Upon a Time in America. Passed away at the age of 83, confirmed by his daughter, who said the cause was not yet known. He was in more than 160 movies and TV credits. He often played a mob boss, a street smart detective, or your average working guy. That was... Yeah, it's sad to see Paulie gone, man. The whole Rocky cast is fucking dropping. I don't like that.
Sly's next, man.
Man, don't say that. I can't live in a world where Rambo's not here.
Jesus, I mean, the last 5 minutes of that movie.
Oh. Are easily his best acting.
No, it's God damn it.
And if you go with the original cut that's in the book, that's... There's a reason they did not make that ending for the movie.
Well, no, they couldn't have 15 of them afterwards.
Right. But yeah, that ending of Rambo, holy shit. All right, going on here. The actor strike, of course, continuing. Apparently, they're going to try to start negotiating on Tuesday again. But apparently, this is now the strike is spreading to actors' personal lives. The guild has laid out rules for its members to follow for Halloween. The rules state the members of the guild are not allowed to dress as any character from Struck content. This includes costumes of the most popular costumes of the year, like Barbie, Spider-Man, or Wednesday Addams. Instead, they are encouraged to dress as generic creatures and figures such as spiders, ghosts, and zombies. Mandy Moore voiced her opinion on Instagram. Is this a joke? Come on, SAG. What is this? What's important? We're asking you to negotiate in good faith on our behalf. So many folks across every aspect of this industry have been sacrificing mightily for months. Get back to the table, get a fair deal so everybody can get back to work, was her quote. So they're now like, well, you can't wear costumes because you're in a union. And yeah, that seems like way too much control of your life by a union.
Yeah. Of course, they're trying to control our lives with all the programming and
whatnot. Right. Yeah.
Let me just interject something here. You don't get to celebrate Halloween. It's my culture's holiday.
That is true.
That's a cultural appropriation if you're one of them tribe members. You know what I mean?
That's very true. Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
The hateful redheaded people came up with Halloween. I don't know if anybody knows this. Yeah. They may or may not have been drunk.
We were drunk.
They just got there. Yeah, we were drunk.
Yeah.
That pumpkin looked funny with a face, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I'll stick a candle in her. Yeah. Keep the witchy Jews away. Yeah,
that's it.
And that's how Halloween started. How you're Halloween. Welcome. Yeah. We'll call her the Great Pumpkin. Yeah.
You got any more?
No, I think that's it.
Okay.
I need a Guinness. All right, let's go to comic book news. Image Comics has a new imprint called Ghost Machine. This is, what was DC's old imprint that did really good stories back in the day, Vince?
Jesus.
It's like Wildstorm, where it was its own like universe and heroes and stories and print, but it was under the DC umbrella. It's Dark, or Wildstorm is not what I'm thinking of, but somebody's yelling at their iPad or however the fuck you listen to this that knows the name. But Image has their own new one called Giant Machine or Ghost Machine, and they've got some big people signed to this. Uncanny Avengers and Black Panther artist Daniel Acuna, X-Force artist Greg Tanachi, Wonder Woman artist Yannick Paquette. These are all exclusive contracts with Image, but when they're going to do creator-owned projects, they released the whole full lineup. There's like 12 they've already signed. Rick Remender, the very popular comic book writer, was the first to sign in September, and his books are going to be coming out first in the next few months, but these are all exclusive creator-owned books that, hey, we don't have to put up with Disney shit, we don't have to put up with Warner Brothers shit or woke stuff, we could do our own thing.
Holy
shit. So, yeah, that's kind of my big deal. Yeah. I'm gonna check out Remender's book, so we'll see. Skybound, another Image imprint. This is the Energon Universe books, Transformers, G.I. Joe, and stuff. They have released synopsis for the upcoming Duke book, launching in December, a 5-issue limited series written by Joshua Williamson. The series tells a brand new story, the beginnings of opposing G.I. Joe and Cobra teams in a world that has just learned about the arrival of Autobots and Decepticons. The lineup for the Duke book, this is a weird team. It's only 4 characters so far they've announced. Duke, obviously, it's his book. Colonel Hawk, Stalker, and Baroness on the G.I. Joe team. Cobra Commander book will start in January. That's a 5-issue limited, also written by Joshua Williamson. That team, or here's the synopsis for that. In a world where Cobra does not exist, one man's sinister plan to utilize the mysterious alien substance known as Energon will send shockwaves across the globe. That team, Cobra Commander, obviously, Destro, makes sense, Zarana, and Mercer. So, I think we know where the Baroness is going to end up flipping, but we'll see how that goes. So,
that's nice.
They're already setting this up for movies as well, if you saw the end of the latest Transformers movie. The one with Optimus Primal.
Did anybody see that movie?
It did okay. It made money, which is better than anything Disney's doing. Yeah, at the very end, spoilers, they set up G.I. Joe in the Transformers universe. So, there you go. Your recommendations for some comics that came out this week. Ninja Turtles 144. Marvel's Crypt of Shadows. This is a Halloween one-shot. And Disney's Gargoyles Halloween special. So, there you go. We'll move on to wrestling news this week. We had the story that Billy Corgan teased about NWA having 2 TV contracts with a top 20 network. Apparently it has now come out this week that he is talking about the CW. He will NWA apparently will be on broadcast TV. They're working out logistics right now, and it should be announced very, very soon. They will air 2 different NWA shows, NWA Power and a reality TV show about the day-to-day behind the scenes business of the NWA. The reality show has apparently already been filmed or should be wrapping up filming soon. So, there you go. Wrestling back on broadcast TV. So, that's a big deal. Maybe a bigger deal last night was last night at the Bound for Glory pay-per-view. It was announced that starting in January, Impact Wrestling is going back to their original name of TNA Wrestling, a complete rebranding. The TV show will be called TNA Impact Wrestling. They're bringing back the old logo, but not the six-sided ring. New belts have already been made and should be debuted in January when the TNA rebranding takes over at the Hard to Kill pay-per-view in Las Vegas. So there you go. That's TNA's back. That's it. It's a lot easier because it was originally TNA and then it became Global Force and then it became Impact and people still just called it TNA because that's what we all grew up calling it. So, but now we're back to TNA. There you go. So that's good. All right. That's pretty much it for wrestling news. Logan Paul is still in the WWE, still alive. So boo. Yeah, that's it. Vince, you got anything for video games this week?
Do I?
I ask the question.
Super Mario Brothers Wonder.
About what?
Wondered about how I didn't hear about this coming out.
Oh.
Have you seen this?
No.
October 20th, Super Mario Wonder. It's 2D. Ooh. Like old school.
Okay. I like those.
It's getting a high percentage of
good reviews.
Yeah. I'm so dumbfounded by this. It looks okay.
So it's like the old Mario games.
Yeah. Did you know this was coming out?
No, I had no idea.
John!
If it ain't on the battle bus, I have no fucking idea. Well, right?
If fucking Roboto doesn't tell me, then I don't know. Especially with Nintendo shit.
Especially with Nintendo shit.
What day did they give for Michael Myers and Jack Skellington?
Jack Skellington will be in Fortnite starting tomorrow, I believe.
Yes.
And Michael Myers on Tuesday.
That's correct.
Maggle.
It looks okay.
Yeah.
They look okay. I think Skellington's going to do better than Myers.
Oh, yeah, I have no doubt. I'm actually looking right now at somebody that got the skin early.
Oh, yeah.
There is a alternate skin for Jack Skellington of him in the Santa outfit.
Oh, shit.
So you have normal Jack Skellington in the Santa outfit. Zero is the back bling, the dog,
yes.
The ghost dog. So, yeah, it looks like a decent skin.
The Transformer skins came out the other day.
Yep.
Bumblebee, Megatron, the Battle Bus.
Yep.
Megatron looks amazing.
Battle Bus looks really good.
The Megatron looks old school 80s cartoon Megatron.
Yeah, it's G1 cartoon. Yes.
It's great.
Bumblebee is more movie stylized.
Yes.
But not fully. It's like a weird mix of the two. And the Battle Bus just looks really good and clean. Those are good. So
I like the Megatron.
Yes.
For Minecraft players who want to experience the thrill of being a Jedi Knight, Minecraft Star Wars Path of the Jedi. It offers an immersive experience that lets you train as a Padawan, battle monsters, duel with other Jedi, and master the Force. Support the Jedi Council during the Clone Wars and join on a special mission with Yoda to uncover the mysteries of an uncharted planet. The experience is complete with your droid companion by your side and lightsaber at your ready. No date has been given. They dropped a trailer, and it's
Minecraft.
Man.
Blocks is everything, yes.
Mm. Yes. Mm.
Talk this way, let paint eat, yes. Mm.
Diablo 4 Steam reviews.
Uh-oh.
Are down to mixed, less than 2,500 players.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Overwatch 2, same thing.
That's crazy.
What were they thinking, putting it on Steam?
I don't know, unless it was a money issue.
Oh, man, I just don't see it. I just don't see it. Roblox tells most employees to return to the office part-time or take a severance package.
Oh, shit. That's not good.
Apparently, they missed earnings past quarter. Took a big hit on the stock price.
Ooh, that's really not good.
Now they're fucking their employees. 40 million kids play that game and are cutting.
I know Epic cut a lot of Bandcamp. Because they bought Bandcamp. And then I think they sold Bandcamp, and a lot of people from Bandcamp have been fired. So I saw something about that this week.
Starfield was the best-selling game of September. I don't know how.
I can see that.
Instantly becoming the seventh best-selling game of 2023 to date. Year to date.
Yeah, that sounds about right. A lot of people are streaming that game, I've seen.
Yeah, but people are bitching about it too, saying, oh, damn, I should have got Cyberpunk, because apparently the 2.01 patch came out.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, yeah. Sad news, Paradox Interactive parts ways with harebrained schemes after the Lamplighters League.
Huh?
Paradox Interactive and Harebrained Schemes, it's spelled weird, have announced that the two companies will be parting ways. This comes after Paradox expressed disappointment with the performance of the Lamplighters League. The Lamplighters League looked pretty good. Harebrained Schemes made the Shadowrun games.
Right.
I love the Shadowrun games.
And so they... Huh, that's weird.
It didn't do very well, so they said, all right, go fuck off.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know, make another fucking Shadowrun game.
Yeah, that's how you make money.
The top-down fucking RPGs are fucking back, the CRPGs. Baldur's Gate 3, for some goddamn unknown reason. It must be the fucking. That's the only thing I can think of, because, like, Divinity Original Sin 2 and the first Divinity Original Sin is great. Wasteland 2 and 3 are great. The fucking Shadowrun games are great, but somehow Baldur's Gate 3 is great. I think it's the bear fucking.
That could be it. Yeah,
I think that's it. All right, I'm watching
the Skellington Skin in action right now. And
Arya, is that why you're not a?
It looks good. Oh, it has an emote. It has a built-in emote. So there you go.
Does it?
Yeah, where he does like the scary face, pulls his face down. Yeah. It's going to make a lot of money, so.
I'll end up getting it. Hopefully, it's a grind for skin.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see tomorrow when it comes out, allegedly. So, the only thing for music news this week that I had, that apparently Taylor Swift fans are going after WWE wrestler Grayson Waller online.
Has the FBI determined that Swifties were a terrorist threat like they did with Juggalos yet?
Not yet. Apparently, Waller came out and said that Taylor Swift was a 6.
She's way higher than that.
And her fans have just apparently been bombarding him. And yeah, so if you're a Taylor Swift fan, calm down. Go back to the NFL where you're ruining it. Thank you.
Yeah, boy, the conspiracy theory on that.
Oh, yeah. There's some good conspiracy theories on that. That, yeah, this is just a setup to get more people to watch the games and
take the shot,
buy merch, and oh yeah, hey, look, Travis Kelce's now doing Pfizer commercials. Yeah.
Nobody ever heard of that fucker until he started sticking his dick in fucking Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I imagine the song she'll write about him when they break up will be popular. So.
Don't even come near me, bitch.
Yeah, I got enough. There's enough trouble in the world. I don't need your psycho ass.
Yeah, just, I don't.
I'd rather have Britney with knives. All right.
That's, yeah, you fucking. Just, and then, the one time I'm like, you say hello to me and I'm like, hi. And then you fucking write a song about what a piece of shit I am.
Yeah. All men are evil.
Yeah. Go fuck yourself, man. Your mom and dad bought your career. Shut up.
Yes, absolutely. All right, that's it for music news. We're going to do Song of the Week.
We are.
We're going to plug our friends, Absolutely No Traitors.
Absolutely No Traitors.
And when we come back, we are going to draft our top 10 Scream Queens.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
Like your music heavy, then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Vince is in a very happy mood now.
Fuck this. Bullshit. It's bullshit.
I know.
For those of you who don't know, fucking Fortnite is going back to no mantling, no fucking sprint.
Sprint. Yeah.
For the next map, next chapter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Vince is not happy. So
you can't. That made it a better game, in my opinion. You've got, you can't go back.
Yep. So he's going to have fun doing our top 10 draft of Scream Queens.
Yay.
Going off of last week's poll results, I won.
No.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Ding.
So, let's see. With the first pick in the Scream Queen, I might have had a stroke draft. I will take the original. Give me Faye Ray from King Kong.
You motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, she's the first, man. Come on.
Ba-ding, ba-ding.
Yeah, I'm
getting dinged.
We're both getting dinged because it's it's the boss is calling or dinging us right now. So we gotta. I love you. I'm not a traitor. I just got to turn you down while we record. Thank you. We're fired. All right. Who's your first pick, sir?
Lenny Quigley.
Ooh. Good pick.
Oh my.
Yeah. She was on my big board here for sure. Mm-hmm. Give me from Psycho. Give me Janet Leigh.
So hot.
Yes. Hitchcock, you magnificent bastard. Yeah. All right, boss. Second round.
Barbara Crampton.
Damn it. Yes.
Damn it.
Good pick. Was on my list. Damn it, damn it, damn it, damn it. All right. Third round. Give me Shelley Duvall.
Oh, ho, ho. He's lying.
Well, not exactly the right movie, but yes.
Looking. And he's lying.
I'm picking her from The Shin and not from fucking Popeye. But she does scream a lot in Popeye, so sure. I'll take it. All right, third round.
Adrienne Barbeau.
You cocksucker. Yes. Good pick. Damn. Yeah, I'm not going to say you're going to win, but...
Don't say that. No. It ain't like that, bud.
All right, I got to take her before you take her. Give me Heather Langenkamp.
You're a real sumbitch, you know that?
Yep. She has a long ass last name to write down, by the way. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. Fourth round, Vince.
Give me $5 ho Shawnee Smith.
You
some motherfucker.
That
you
was my
some bitch.
That was my next pick.
Was it?
Yeah.
That's good shit.
Damn it. That was my next pick. You mother.
Why you gotta be like that for?
You dirty mother mother.
Come on, man.
Give me Jamie Lee Curtis.
You can have her.
Yeah. I mean, Activia makes you scream in the bathroom, so. And we were talking about Maggle Myers earlier, so.
Indeed.
All right, fifth round.
Neve Campbell.
Yep. Good pick. Had her on the board. That's a B. Dyslexia sucks. All right. He took Shawnee Smith. I hate you. Give me Debbie Rochon.
That's some shit, man. Why can't be like that?
Well, I tried to. You took Shawnee Smith. I'm not happy. You took the hottest one on the entire list. So
she is hot.
I mean, it was the only reason to watch Becker.
Becker. That was the only reason I watched Becker. I mean, it was a good show. I liked it. Draws from Swingers was in it.
Yes.
So,
but yeah, Shawnee Smith was in
it. I can't even think of that guy's name. All I know is from Draws from Swingers.
Yeah. All right, your sixth pick.
Sherry Moon Zombie.
Yes, I had her on the list. Yep. You know what? I'm going to take her. I don't know if many people would consider her a scream queen. But screw it, I'm taking her anyway. Give me Linda Blair.
You fucker, that's who I was going to take next.
All right. Your seventh round.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Ah. Just writing it down as JLH boobs. So
boobs.
All right. We're up to round eight. Can't believe you took. All right. Did I take her? Okay, I took her. Going through the list here because Vince has taken most of my freaking list.
Yeah.
Okay, nobody has taken Dee Wallace.
She is on my list. Sorry, you can have her.
All right. Your eighth pick.
One for the tribe.
Uh-oh.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yeah. Thank God I can just write down initials.
Yeah, right.
All right. We're down to the last two picks. I think I'm going to start taking newer actresses. Give me Mia Goth.
What was she in?
X. She was in Maxine. Or no, I think Maxine's getting ready to come out. She was in Pearl.
Oh.
And yeah, it was X, then Pearl, and Maxine's getting ready to come out because it's a trilogy. She was in Infinity Pool, which is a weird fucking flick. Cronenberg's kid made it.
Ooh. Oh,
weird. Well, yeah. There's a vat of a bodily fluid. That's all you need to know.
Oh, my.
Yes. All right, your ninth pick, sir.
Ashley Lawrence.
Ooh.
Hellraiser. And she's smoking hot, too, man.
Yeah, that does help. That's, yeah. All right, last pick. I'm going with one from a movie I saw this last week called Murder Size. Give me Jessa Flux.
What'd you say to me?
You look up her pictures, you'll see why she is picked. All right. Ooh. And Murder Size is free on Tubi. So.
Ooh.
All right. Your last pick.
Veronica Cartwright.
Ooh.
That's how we do things here, goddammit.
That's, I like that pick. All right, here are our lists. Vince came out with Quigley, Barbara Crampton, Adrian Barbeau, Shawnee Smith. I hate you. Neve Campbell, Sherry Moon Zombie, Jennifer Love Big Boobs, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Ashley Lawrence, and Veronica Cartwright. My list, Faye Ray, Janet Leigh, Shelley Duvall, Heather Langenkamp, Jamie Lee Curtis, Debbie Rochon, Linda Blair, Dee Wallace, Mia Goth, and Jessa Flux. Who else did you have on your list?
Oh, Jesus, man.
Well, here, I'll go through some of mine, see if you got them.
Yeah, I got a ton.
I had Marilyn Burns from Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Sigourney Weaver, Drew Barrymore, Alexandra Paul from Christine.
Oh, yeah.
Taken. I had Julie Strain.
Oh, man, I didn't have Julie Strain.
Yeah. That's all the ones I had left, yeah.
Now I feel stupid.
Well, you took Shawnee Smith. You ought to.
Oh,
that bothers me. I thought I had that one, and like, he'll never get the... Oh, yeah, he will, because he's... Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm a some bitch.
A lovely individual and not a traitor. Gotcha.
Yeah.
But who else did you have?
Barbara Steele, Olivia Hussey, Sandra Peabody, Marilyn Burns, Daria Nicolodi, Connie Britton.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Courtney Cox, Mila Jovovich, Danielle Harris, Cheryl Lee, Asia Argento, Naomi Watts, Toni Collette, Alicia Cuthbert.
Toni Collette was in, was that Hereditary?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a messed up movie.
Yeah, I got, yeah.
So Vince had a shit ton. All right, here's the listener.
I was in it to win it.
Yeah, here's the listener picks. Jay Baca came in with Quigley, Tiffany Shepsis, Neve Campbell, Catherine Isabel, Samara Weaving. That's a good pick. Emma Roberts and Jenna Ortega. Handsome Dan said Faye Ray. Kathy said Jamie Lee Curtis, Linda Blair, Drew Barrymore, Jennifer Love Hewitt, Heather Langenkamp. And Tony came in with the best pick. I didn't even think of wrestling. Of course, Scream Queen Daphne. That's a great pick. Rest in peace, Daphne. So
there you go.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for your picks. I will post the poll after the show is posted later this afternoon. We'll see who wins. I think Vince has the edge.
Good luck. Okay.
Good luck, sir. Are you ready for listener questions?
I am.
Sorry, I'm proofreading.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, we're starting with Chris. All right. Chris's first question here. So I was arguing with my neighbor, Mrs. Kentaji Brown Jackson, today about rising tensions and conflict between Israel and Palestine. She started getting nasty, throwing around lots of false allegations against me personally, like accusing me of calling Ira, our local bank manager, a lying, thieving Jew. I told her that I would never say something so redundant. So anyway, we gotten on to the topic of economics of terror financing and where and how the money has been moving around. I kept catching and calling out her mistakes in her math. This pissed her off, at which point I explained that it had nothing to be ashamed of. Black women typically don't do well in math and most standardized testing. Furious, she said, I'll have you know that black women did the math that got the United States to the moon. This wrecked me, as I had no idea. I mean, if true, damn. This changes a lot of what I thought about history, but I haven't been able to find confirmation of it online, so maybe you guys know. Were there black women Nazis? Sir, I applaud. That was a long way to go for a Nazi joke. That's NASA was Nazis, by the way. That's a fact.
Operation Paperclip.
Yep. Chris's next question here. He has a joke for you, Vince. These are all for you. Are you ready?
Sure.
What did the werewolf say to his aching knee? Shut up, knee. Grr. Another one. What did Giant Man say when his gross suit worked on everything but his knee? Fuck you, stupid knee. Grow. And finally, what do you say to a black guy with two sets of fresh whip scars on his back? My God, are you okay? Let's get you some medical attention, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think the last answer was, Vince, you racist?
I didn't say anything.
He knows your thoughts, though. That's a little scary. Tony comes in with the next question. Can you name some famous traitors? It's for show prep.
I have a list.
Oh, my God. Please, sir.
Let's see. 5th century BC, Apheltes of Trachis.
Okay.
Marcus Junius Brutus.
Yes, Brutus.
Judas Iscariot.
Mm-hmm.
Quinn Hui. Don't ask. George Plantagenet.
Bless you.
La Malanche. Guy Fawkes. Mir Jafar. Benedict Arnold. Mir Sadiq. Philippe Petain. Pedro Paterno. Song Byung Jun, Robert Ford, Alfred Rettel, Emilio Aguinaldo, Mata Hari.
Yeah, Mata Hari's a good one.
Wang Jing Wei, Pierre Laval, Vidkun Quisling, Sid Yusan, Andre Vlasloff. Let's see.
The Asian names are killing me.
Julius and Ethel Rosenberg.
Yep.
Stella Kubler, the Cambridge Five, Christopher Boyce and Andrew Dalton Lee, John Anthony Walker Jr., Aldrich Ames, Robert Hansen, John Walker Lind.
Yep. Fredo Corleone.
Fredo.
You gotta go with Fredo.
Dude, there's a bunch in here, bud.
Yeah. You're welcome.
In fact, I'm going to send you the list.
We're helping. Last question came in from Twitter or X or whatever the hell you want to call it. What the hell is wrong with Biden's chin? For those that didn't see the picture or video, Biden was talking to reporters, I believe, on Air Force One, it had to be Air Force One. And It looks like he has balls on his chin. They're like two lumps on either side. The mask is slipping. I don't know. I've never seen this.
What do you call nuts on a chest?
What?
Chestnuts? What do you call nut ball? Never mind. There's a whole...
Yeah, it's a bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
A chestnuts joke in October. Yeah, we're just like all the stores. Christmas shit's out early. All right, there we go.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for your questions this week. Vince, it's time to go to Clown World, and did you see the stories? We start with what I think everybody has known, but it has now been confirmed about, you remember the Natalie Holloway case? Did you see, I'm guessing you didn't see this?
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah, convicted killer Joren van der Sloot has confessed to the murder of Natalie Holloway, according to a federal judge in Alabama who accepted his guilty plea in an extortion case targeting her family on Wednesday. According to a transcript of his confession, van der Sloot shared a grisly account of her final moments. He admitted, Jesus Christ. He admitted that he crushed her head with a cinder block and dragged her body to the ocean after she refused his sexual advances on an Aruba beach. I smashed her head in with it completely. Her face basically, you know, collapses in. Even though it was dark, I could see that her face was totally collapsed in. The mother has been going after him for... how long has this been? 20 years?
He was in a car ride with somebody, and they videotaped him saying, oh yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
And that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah. And then he was trying to extort money from her family, saying, hey, I can give you details if you give me money. And yeah, he has finally admitted what everybody knew, that he did kill her and dumped her body in the ocean. So, holy hell. Wow. Sick motherfuckers.
I've all heard right. some shit about that.
Yeah.
And it's a rich club, and, you know.
We ain't in it.
Yeah. He's so, one of them.
Yeah. All right. Next story here. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent presidential candidate, now running as a third party, came out this week in favor of reparations. He says he supports using federal tax money to rebuild black infrastructure like banks and businesses.
Meet the new boss. Same as the old boss.
Yep. The White House media team this week, Jesus, fucked up like Channel 4 a rainstorm, boy. They shared a picture of good old Grandpa Sniffy meeting military members. The military members he was meeting just happened to be Delta Force. And the picture was put out on social media without the faces being covered or blurred. They doxed Delta Force. The picture was up for about an hour after hundreds of thousands had already seen the photo, and they finally took it down. You know how many people that had to get approval from before it could even be posted? And apparently it passed through everybody. Yeah, just leave their faces out there. It's fine. They're special ops. It'll be a fine.
Yeah.
That almost seems on purpose.
This so. Administration is fucking retarded.
Yes. U.S. District Court Judge Robert Benitez basically struck down California's gun laws on Thursday. This was just weeks after declaring the state's ban on large capacity magazines unconstitutional. This time it was on the, quote, assault weapons ban. The case is Miller versus Bonta. He said his unsparing criticism of the law, which he says, barred ordinary Californians from possessing commonly owned arms that are protected by the Second Amendment. Newsom has already said they're going to appeal. This is going to go to the Supreme Court, and get your shit while you can. So,
yeah.
A judge fined Donald Trump $5,000 after threatening him with jail time over a blatant, what the judge calls, violation of the partial gag order in his New York fraud trial. The judge, Arthur Engoron, is the same guy that said that if the jury comes back with the wrong verdict, he can override the jury based on how he feels.
Right.
Yeah. He warned the future violations will subject Trump to far more severe sanctions, including jail. Throw him in jail and see how... Just, yeah, that would be the kicker.
You want to get that that little party started?
That would be a one way to do it.
Yeah.
All right, Speaker of the House bullshit. Jim Jordan was running, and then the uniparty Republicans stabbed him in the back and no longer will nominate him. Former Speaker Kevin McCarthy is now endorsing Tom Emmer, who is apparently a whip for Speaker, saying he's the right person for the job. He can unite the conference. He understands the dynamics of the conference. He also understands what it takes to win and keep a majority. People have come out and said Emmer is one of the Republicans who was pushing to end the Electoral College and go by popular vote for president. So, yeah, it really sounds like he wants to stick up for the Constitution, right? It's a bunch of fucking clowns. They're all clowns.
We're fucked.
Yeah, that's the basis. They're
going to throw Trump in jail. He's not going. He's not, he will be put in jail.
He'll either be in jail or I think somebody's going to take a shot at him.
Yeah. And they're going to get these motherfuckers in here. Say goodbye to your Constitution.
And we're going to war. So that's where it's going.
Yeah.
Speaking of somebody, geez, Mitch the Bitch McConnell apparently was not having another mini stroke moment this week. On Friday, he urged his Senate colleagues to move quickly on legislation that Biden has sent to the Senate for military aid to Israel, Ukraine, and to counter China's ambition in the Indo-Pacific, warning of an increasingly coordinated challenge from powerful adversaries, which I'm sure McConnell thought of that sentence entirely by himself. He said the Senate would review the $105 billion emergency spending request Biden sent to Congress in the coming days. He went on to mumble some bullshit about national security. The moment demands American leadership. Yeah, show me some. After reviewing the president's request, we must make the legislation. Here's what I think is in the bill from reports I've seen. $80 billion for Ukraine. $10 billion for Israel. Some that they say is for U.S. border security with Mexico, but that has come out that the money, instead of for building a wall, would be used for faster processing of people coming across illegally, and the rest would go to the Indo-Pacific region to, quote, counteract China. Would any listener like to guess how much money is going to East Palestine, Ohio, or to Hawaii?
None.
Hey, you win. You win just as much as they're getting. Nothing. Yeah, $180 billion to fucking Ukraine, $10 to Israel.
Yeah.
That we had this. It's like when the thoughts go through your head and you're like, I can't say that one out loud, even though we say a lot of outrageous shit on this show. Because I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Yeah, good, I'm pretty sure that one's illegal too. Yeah,
no.
Yep. All right, moving on.
No, I'm not saying nothing.
Auditors. Oh, this is rich, kids. Auditors told Congress this week that as much as $2.5 trillion of the $5 trillion that the U.S. has spent on COVID relief went to China and its allies through fraud. Half the money went to China. That's enough money to apparently fund the entire Chinese military for 8 years. So we give money to Israel. We give money to Iran, who gives money to Hamas. And China just got their entire military funded for 8 years from us. Your tax money, my tax money. Good old Biden's banging whores and funding wars. That's.
I don't know what else. I don't.
Yeah. That. What? You can't say it. I mean, you could say it, but have to edit it.
It's a goddamn miracle.
It. Yeah.
That shit hasn't popped off yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. Let's see here. Hey, you know what apparently boosted the morale of the Israeli military this week?
Oh, Jesus. Underage kids?
Did you already see the story?
No, I didn't. I was just being a smartass.
Quentin Tarantino visited an Israeli military base in southern Israel this week to boost IDF morale. That was freaky. That's all I'm saying is that was freaky. Vince doesn't know the show before we record.
I don't know anything.
He only knows video game thing. That's his thing to do.
I don't even know that.
Well, that's true. But yeah,
Jesus.
I'm a little weirded out by that, sir. And you still took Shawnee Smith. I'm not happy.
Whatever. $5 hoe.
I got $5 around here somewhere.
I can find $5.
I got a couch cushion I can shake out somewhere. All right, next story here. The chancellor of a California university has condemned an assistant professor's apparent social media posting threatening violence against Zionist journalists as revolting on Thursday. An account affiliated with the University of California Davis faculty member named Gemma DeCristo posted last week on Twitter, X, or whatever the hell you want to call it. One group of people have easy access to in the U.S. is all these Zionist journalists who spread propaganda and misinformation. They have houses with addresses, kids in school, and they can fear for their bosses, but they should fear us more. The post ended with emojis depicting a knife, axe, and drops of blood. Her biography on the UC Davis website had an error message, but the foreword reported an archived biography described her as an assistant professor in American Studies and African American Studies. Her Twitter account has now become private.
I mean,
yeah.
She ain't all that wrong.
Right. But yeah, still. U.S. military bases in Iraq and other Middle East country, might as well be military east. Middle East countries have been attacked this week. Two American hostages were released on Friday by Hamas, have been identified as Judith and Natalie Renan, 59-year-old and 17-year-old. They just so happen to be relatives of former NBC reporter and Tel Aviv bureau chief Martin Fletcher. Fletcher joined MSNBC on Thursday and became emotional when discussing the members of his wife's family who were being held hostage in Gaza. On Friday, Fletcher's family members were released from captivity. He joined NBC News when the hostages were identified and called it a miracle that they had been released.
It was practically another show.
So the two they released just so happened to be this famous reporter's relatives. After a day after he went on worldwide TV and said that you had him as hostages. Just so happens to be those are the ones you released.
And then gave him back. I feel like the whole thing is a setup.
I'm getting that feeling. The first few humanitarian aid trucks have passed from Egypt into Gaza. Israel is throwing a fit because they're saying that they were not able to check the trucks for weapons. Imagine that. Israel dropped leaflets telling people in Gaza that if they do not leave, Israel will consider them as helping support Hamas.
Did you watch the video of the people in Gaza trying to get the fuck out of Dodge?
Yeah, and they blew them up.
Yeah, they blew them up.
And yeah, Israel is now bombing low. It's not Libya, it's Lebanon, apparently. Now they say they're going after Hezbollah as well as Hamas. Churches and hospitals in Gaza were bombed this week.
Yeah, Christians died this week.
That's yeah, right. That's, yeah. If you're not a part of that group, then you get bombed.
Yeah.
Yeah, going out, the third oldest church in the world was destroyed.
That's all right.
But yeah, if I have a picture of a blue fucking octopus, I'm an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
Guess we're changing
the Jews.
Guess we're changing the show's logo. All right.
I don't know what else to say.
Well, there's more. The Pentagon is reportedly planning to send its only two full Iron Dome air defense systems to Israel, which the U.S. Army bought from Israel. So we bought it from them. Now we're giving it back to them. We're not selling it back. We're giving it back.
What do they export or create?
Nothing.
That we have to protect them.
You have asked the question that it has no answer.
They serve absolutely no fucking purpose.
Remember when all those Israelis helped us in Afghanistan?
I know.
You don't? Yeah. Oh, because they didn't.
They serve no fucking purpose other than people believe in the fucking flying spaghetti monster, and that's where it's from.
Well, here's the big thing. China has sent six warships to the Middle East as the U.S. is sending carrier groups to the waters of the Middle East. Russia is sending warships to the Middle East. Chess pieces are in position, basically, is what this is letting you know. And last thing this week, this is maybe bigger. The U.S. has activated deployment of defense systems throughout the Middle East, and they have placed additional forces on, quote, prepare to deploy orders. This comes straight from the Pentagon press release.
Yeah, because somebody took a picture or something of a dinner on a Navy ship.
And it was steak and lobster, which they do only do for holidays or, hey, you're going to go die.
Yeah.
Yep. They've told the military in the Middle East, hey, you're going to deploy.
Yeah. Fuck Israel.
Which will bring in Iran, which will bring in Russia, which will bring in China, which...
Yeah.
Get your shit ready local. I cannot stress that enough.
Yeah.
Food, water, bullets. Shit's going to pop off. There's already... massive protests in big cities all around the world.
Yeah.
All these pro-Palestinian flags and rallies and stuff. But if you look closely, there's a lot of Antifa flags marked in with them.
Yeah.
Odd. Keep your head on a swivel, especially if you, have to go into a big city.
Yeah.
Bench, you got any final thoughts for this week?
Yep, keep your stick on the ice. At least, Jesus fuck.
Try words, good word, yes.
I think I'm choking out. Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. Just be careful, folks, because this is probably going to pop off real soon. So, they come to your door to try to take your kids to go fight, act accordingly.
Hit them in the pockets.
Yep. Hopefully, we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.